Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover nature's best with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Are you buying?
Great cash, homie.
Or selling?
I'm not gonna buy into that crap.
Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan.
Riveting with Ryan, Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. Ryan joins us every Friday from noon to 2. Nolan McGraw is on the other side of the glass. Rich Dubroff joins us live from Wrigley. Preview the Orioles and Cubs, and obviously talk about the trade deadline yesterday and some of the Michael Elias comments. Bad news, it looks like, about Grayson Rodriguez. So we'll get into all of that, but let's count some weekend money, hopefully, by ourselves.
All right. A lot of red, as usual, when I'm doing these. NASDAQ is down 495. S&P 500 down 111. How about Under Armour? Down 12 cents. DraftKings down $1.19. As far as the sports topics, a lot going on at the deadline yesterday. An interesting move for the Blue Jays as they acquired Shane Bieber from the Guardians. Flashy name for sure, but one that comes with some risk. He's yet to pitch at the major league level this season after having Tommy John surgery last year, but is currently making some rehab starts and nearing his return. If he can pitch even somewhat close to his former self, that would be a big help for the Toronto rotation, at least on the back end. But they've got their sights set on October and going deep there. Buy or sell, Ryan, if Toronto makes the playoffs like we expect, Bieber will be a part of their trimmed-down postseason rotation.
Oh, I'm buying that 100%. Yeah. Especially you're not buying a player at the deadline who's going to be a free agent then in 2 years. You have hopes for him to help you now and for the next year. And the reason why I bring that all up, the Blue Jays have said out loud that we're going to go for it. And now that they feel that, you know, they don't want to look ahead to the future, but it does help that you know you're going to have him for one more season. But if Bieber can give you 3 to 4 innings, and he can be a guy that over his career, Nolan, has been lights out. He has a career ERA. He hasn't had a career ERA then higher than 3.80, which is in 2023, since 2018 when he got into the league. So dependable, plus he is a all-star Cy Young Award winner. Yeah, I want that guy. I'm buying that the Blue Jays are going to see Shane Bieber help them at least try to make a run at it.
We'll go over to the NFL where this Christian Wilkins saga, it's become more strange by the day. Abruptly released by the Raiders, this was about a week or so ago. Just 1 year into the massive contract he signed with them, they wanted him to undergo another surgery. He refused, wanted to opt for more of a traditional rehab, so they cut him. And now the real sticking point, an argument over the guaranteed money that remained on his deal. They want to try to get out of it, the Raiders, that is. He's filed a grievance with the NFL Players Association in response. Go ahead and throw in some strange reports about him being taken to HR over kissing the forehead of one of his teammates and not really going over too well. I don't know what to think at this point, but what I do know is before his injury, he was one of the best at his position in the league. I got a ways to go in his recovery, especially because he didn't get the surgery. But buy or sell here, Bob, Wilkins will still have a strong market when he is healthy again.
I'll soft buy that. I think you mentioned the kiss on the head and their teammates have been speaking out about him getting the help that he needs. I think there's more layers to the off-the-field stuff than what's going on simply from an injury standpoint. you know, Pete Carroll, kind of a no-nonsense guy, player coach, but if he's jettisoning you and they're trying to, you know, get themselves out of some guaranteed signing bonus dough, if he's healthy and then there's nothing more than just one guy taking offense, and for the record, I don't like guys touching my head either. Definitely don't want them kissing me on the head. But that's just me. So if all of that gets cleared up and there's nothing more to it, he'll be an enticing D-line piece for a contending team.
Let's see here. More from the deadline. The blockbuster yesterday between the A's and the Padres. We'll start first with the San Diego side of things. Got a question on the A's coming later. When San Diego continues to buy aggressively, well, that's been their calling card. Even still, there were rumblings leading all the way up to 6 p.m. yesterday that they were trying to unload Dylan Cease, which was a little strange considering they've been so aggressive in buying elsewhere, and that's a move that would categorize as just a flat-out sell. Nothing came of it. He remains with the team, but will still become a free agent at the end of the year. Buy or sell, Ryan, San Diego will not make Cease a serious offer beyond the minimum qualifying one to get the draft compensation.
Yeah, I buy that. You know, Cease, this is the reality with pitchers, right? The unpredictability of what the market can be. And if you're going to spend money on a pitcher, you want to feel pretty good of what that investment is going to get you. And for Dylan Cease this year, if you go to a lot, we'll go back to the year before. Looked like that's the Cease that was going to hit the market, that people would trade for and go, yep, I want that guy. And then this year happened, you know, and it hasn't been a good year for him. And that inconsistency is what worries teams. And I think that, as we've seen throughout the market, other teams will overspend, in my opinion, for guys that they are enamored with. I don't see Baltimore doing that. And the same thing I could possibly be said with Zach Gallen right now is, how much are you buying the bounce back? Another pitcher that's got a ERA almost to 6 on the year. He's got a 5.6 ERA. That's a lot of risk. For all that, I'm buying that they aren't going to do that.
Weren't the Orioles in on Cease the year that they traded for Flaherty, or was that last?
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles, the hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility? Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer, how laughter bellows louder among friends, and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover and experience the best of nature. With over 450,000 trails worldwide and navigation right at your fingertips. Find your outside with All Trails. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Here. Or was it 2 years ago?
I mean, there were reports of it before the Burns thing went down. That was like the top name, because Burns wasn't really a known guy to be actually available. Right. So it came out of nowhere. But before that, Cease was the name being thrown around.
And they wanted Rick Grayson and Holiday, but allegedly that was sort of the scuttlebutt there.
How about some Orioles here? The Orioles traded Sir Anthony Dominguez earlier this week and immediately had to face him as a member of the Blue Jays that same day. Saw him again the following day, as a matter of fact. But now that they've traded Andrew Kittredge to the Cubs, well, they got a chance to see him this weekend. Kittredge was speaking with Jesse Rogers of ESPN, said all he had to do was switch team hotels, pretty easy trip for him. And when asked which former teammate he wants to punch out the most, he said Gunnar Henderson. Not sure if things will line up that way when Kittredge gets at least an inning this weekend, but Bob, are you buying or selling Kittredge will turn in a clean line against his former team, just like Dominguez did earlier in the week.
I'm selling it. Gunner's going to take him yard. They have two home runs in July. It's a new month, man. Gunner's going to come out of here in 15 home runs.
Boom.
In the month of August. Or maybe five. We'll take either one. Better than two. But I'm selling that Kittredge will have a clean inning against the Orioles whenever he faces them. Dominguez looked pretty damn good, by the way.
Yeah, he looked like it was a good investment by the Jays here for sure. Also,
with
another
his upside
guy
that, down number too in his uniform.
Yeah, you know, also looked good from a while ago. We didn't talk about it, but when we buy or sell here before, Kyle Stowers looked pretty good in that series against the Orioles here.
Yeah, you mean three home runs and all that good stuff?
I'm just saying, I'll take a victory lap on that. I said he's going to hit two, but I was wrong. He wanted to hit three.
Oh, damn.
Last topic of the day, as I tease the other side of that blockbuster deal, the A's side of things, moving on from two of their more valuable pieces, Mason Miller, who still had 4 years of team control, J.P. Sears still had three on his contract. All of this led me to initially react in some confusion. Make no mistake, the A's are not good this year, but it seemed to me that they were getting closer to developing a core with Miller and Sears being a part of it. Now, it's hard to argue against the return that they got. Leo DeVries, the big 18-year-old prospect coming back in return, considered one of the best in all of baseball. So, Ryan, are you buying or selling that DeVries and the other players coming back in this move will actually be what ends the A's rebuild?
I'll soft buy that because I think the A's have some other issues that they have to sort out. Like, are you really going to play in Vegas? Or are you going to put a name on where your city and where you're located moving forward? Are you going to stay as the Athletics? That's one thing. But secondly, they have a young talent that's still trying to figure out how to win, build that culture. But I do think with all the players that they got back, certainly a few of them are going to be big pieces. DeVries being the guy, I can't tell you how blown away with I was with the package that the Athletics got. Because as much as Mason Miller is tremendous, and I know there's some rumblings that maybe he goes back to being a starter, I don't know how effective he'll be as a starter, but for a closing pitcher, you gave up that much, and I could see two of those guys, maybe even three, if that works out, that those are integral parts of your team, then yeah, the A's are going to be pushing more of being just a really well-rounded unit and eventually contending.
Trade deadline's over. Orioles season does resume tonight, however, or this afternoon. Coming up in less than an hour, as a matter of fact. Take on the Cubs. We'll talk about that with Rich Dubroff. Get his thoughts on how the things went for Mike Elias and the Grayson Rodriguez news, which doesn't appear to be all that great. We might not be seeing old Grayson Rodriguez till 27, maybe?
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
When New Yorkers buy a place with StreetEasy, they have the local expertise they need to stay in the city. When they buy outside the city, they have regrets.
The only way to fix this place would be to move it back to Brooklyn.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the agent you need to never leave. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hey friends, I'm Sharon McMahon, host of Here's Where It Gets Interesting. Each week, I speak with authors, experts, and thought leaders on everything from American history and democracy to how to be a better person on the internet. And don't miss my extremely popular docuseries, which educate you on things you never learned in history class. follow and listen to Here's Where It Gets Interesting on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.